This is Joe Ferrillo, and welcome to the weekly sermon from Amwell Church of the Brethren. We are located at 40 Sandbrook Headquarters Road in Surgeonsville, New Jersey.
This week's message is presented by Deacon Mark Smith and is entitled, A Tale of Two Buildings.
Father, as we look into your word this morning, we ask that you would show us anything new that you have for us there. Father, we never fully can understand the depths of your word, but every time we look into it, we see something new. This morning, Father, we pray that you will indeed illumine our minds, Father, that we might better understand and better hear your word. And we ask this in Jesus' holy name. Amen. Our anchor text this morning is taken from Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 through 27. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man, which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And every one that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto the foolish man, which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. The Leaning Tower of Pisa in Italy is going to fall. Scientists travel to that town of Pisa every year and measure the building's slow descent. They report that the 179-foot tower, which was built in 1173, moves about 1/20th of an inch each year. It is now 17 feet out of plumb. Recent renovations may have saved the 810-year-old tower and prevented from collapsing. Quite significantly, the word Pisa means marshy ground, which gives some clue as to why the tower began to lean even before it was completed. Also, another issue is the fact that the foundation is only 10 feet deep. The reason for the Leaning Tower of Pisa is leaning is because it was built on a faulty foundation. The passage we have read today is about two builders who built two houses on two different types of foundations with two different results. In this tale of two builders, Jesus teaches us that the foundation upon which we build our house of our lives is the most important piece. I want to point out some elements of this parable that show us why the fountain of your life matters, why the foundation of your life matters. Notice these elements with me as we consider a tale of two builders. Consider the comparison. This short parable appears to speak to two very different types of people. The two people Jesus pictures here have several important characteristics in common. Let me point them out. Both heard the words of Christ. The two people in this parable heard Jesus share his message of faith and repentance in verses 24 through 26. Thus, both people referenced in this parable knew the way of salvation. They both heard the gospel, and each one of them reacted to it. Both built houses. Each of these people built a house based on their understanding of what Jesus said. The house in this parable is a picture of life. That is, each man built a life based on how they interpreted the message of Jesus. This means that both people believed the message to a certain point. They each applied the words of Jesus to their lives as they saw fit. Both built in the same location. Verse 27 describes a very severe storm. The storm affected both houses, so they must have been built in close proximity to one another. Both built similar houses. Nothing is said about their houses being different. They used similar materials and most likely similar design. From the outside, these two houses look similar. In fact, they were so similar, you might not have been able to tell them apart. It puts me in mind of our home. Our house is just like the house next door. The only differences are the color of the siding, the color of the shutters, and the color of the shingles. They have the same shape, size, floor plan, etc. the picture of people and how they respond differently to the gospel message. Just to clarify, the gospel is very simple. Here it is again, taken from 1 Corinthians 15, verse 3 and 4. For I delivered unto you, first of all, that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. That's the message that must be believed in order for a person to be saved. The Bible puts it this way, in Romans chapter 10, verse 9, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Salvation is simple as believing in the gospel. Of course, you will notice that the Bible says in the verse, confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus. Salvation involves faith in the gospel. It also involves repentance of sin and a willingness to yield to the lordship, and control of Jesus in their lives. So people hear that message and they react to it in two different ways, regardless of how a person may react to it. They all build their houses based on what they think Jesus is saying. These people all build their houses in the same location, that is, they weather the same storms, work the same jobs, do the same things, go to the same churches, hear the same preaching, and live the same kind of lives. From the outside, you really can't tell much difference between the two hearers. Obviously, the people pictured here are religious, orthodox in their belief, serving and supporting a church. They are responsible citizens. Both seem to believe the same things and live the same kind of lives. They have a lot in common, at least on the outside. Consider the contrast. While there are several similarities, there are some very major differences between the two types of people. These differences are worth noting. One man built his house on the sand. One man built his house on a little preparation. He found a spot for the house and began to build. Sand is unstable, ever-changing and moving. Sand offers no stability. Sand is not a good place to build a house. Sand can never provide a firm foundation. In this context, building on a sand speaks of people who hear the gospel. Instead of believing the gospel and coming to faith in Jesus, they believe they can build their own lives on the shifting sands of human prosperity, philosophy, wisdom, opinion, and religious achievement. They are driven by outward religious appearance and faith in themselves, rather than faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. People who build on the sand hear the gospel and they choose to save themselves. They hear the gospel and they believe it's a general message, but they choose to follow God on their own terms. To them, his word is open to interpretation. If he commands them to do something, they will obey only if they choose to. If they don't like it, they won't do it. They build the house of their lives on self-will, self-fulfillment, self-sufficiency, self-satisfaction, self-righteousness. Theirs is a work-based religion that has the appearance of being right, but that lacks the power to save the soul. Paul describes that kind of person like this, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 5, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such, turn away. People build on the sand because it's easy. It requires a little effort, just a little change here, a little change there. And they can fool themselves and everyone around them into thinking that they are right with the Lord. A life built on sand requires no commitment, no sacrifice, no faith. People who build on the sand believe they can pray a prayer, sign a card, join a church, and all will be well. People who build on the sand can turn it on and off like flipping a switch. They can be in today and out tomorrow and in again the next day. Sand builders ultimately have their faith in themselves. When God makes demands on sand builders and calls for total surrender to his will, they make excuses. Jesus encountered this very thing during his ministry. In Luke chapter 9, verses 57 through 62, we read, "And it came to pass that as they went in the way, a certain man said unto him, Lord, I will follow thee whithersoever thou goest. And Jesus said unto him, Foxes have holes, and birds have the air of their nest, but the Son of Man hath not where to lay his head. And he said unto another, Follow me. But he said, Lord, suffer me first to go and bury my father. And Jesus said unto him, Let the dead bury the dead, but go thou and preach the kingdom of God. And another also said, Lord, I will follow thee, but let me first go and bid them farewell, which are at home and at my home. And Jesus said unto him, No man, having put his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God." People who build their lives on religion, self-righteousness, and false hope will not serve God. They will not sacrifice. They will only walk the easy path. Sand builders like instant results, instant rewards, instant satisfaction, and instant pleasure. They are shallow people who love the heights but hate the depths. They are hot and then cold. They are in and then out. They are up and then down. One man built his house on the rock. The word rock refers to a large outcropping of rock, the bedrock. While the one man built his house on the sand, the other dug deep. He dug until he reached the bedrock, and he built his house on a rock. The rock does not move. It is unchanging and stable. Rock offers a good foundation for a home. Building on the rock speaks of people who hear the gospel, believe it to the point that they build their houses and their lives on it. The rock in these verses is identified as the three words of mine, as these words of mine. The rock is the gospel, and it is the same rock mentioned in Matthew 16, verses 16 through 18. Those verses say, "He saith unto them, But whom ye say I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto him, Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed this unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." In that passage, rock refers to Peter's profession of faith. In other words, it refers to the gospel, the faith in the gospel. Rock builders understand that Jesus alone has the power to save their souls. Rock builders hear this, hear his word, and they conform their lives unto it. They hear what the Bible says about Jesus, that he says that he is, in John 14:6, the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh to the Father but by me. They hear that message and they receive it with all their heart. They hear, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whomsoever believeth on him should not perish but have everlasting life." They hear, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." That message strikes them like a bolt of lightning, and it comes into their heart with absolute clarity. They hear the truth about Jesus, and they believe it, and they embrace it, and they yield to it. The message changes their lives. What God tells them to do in his word, they do. What God warns them not to do, they avoid. They pay a price, walk any path, do anything the Lord tells them to do. The house built on a rock is built by someone who realizes that God deserves the best. They sacrifice, they work, they do anything to honor the Lord. They love him, honor him, and obey him. The rock builder's obedience in the word of God proves they love the Lord. This is in John 14:15. The rock builders hear the word of God, the gospel, and make it the foundation of their lives. By the way, this is how the redeemed know they are redeemed. 1 John chapter 2, verses 3 through 6. And hereby we do know that we know him, if we keep his commandments. He said that, I know him, and keeping not his commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoso keep his word, for in him, verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby know that we are in him. He saith, he abideth in him, ought himself also to walk even as he walked. So there are two people who construct vastly different lives based on how they hear and respond to the gospel. One house is built on a firm foundation of faith in the gospel and the Lord Jesus Christ. The other house is built on shifting sand of religion, works, and self-righteousness. One of those builders describes the kind of life you are building right now. You are either a believer in the gospel and in Jesus, and you have a false religion and a false hope of your salvation. I would just remind you that salvation comes only from knowing Jesus Christ as our Savior. Here again, the clear message of the Bible in Acts chapter 4, verse 12. Neither is there any salvation in any other, for there is none other name under the heavens given among men whereby we must be saved. And again in Acts 16, 31, and they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, and thy household. For other foundation can no man lay, than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ, from 1 Corinthians 3:11. Who or what is the foundation for your life? Who or what are you building on? Are you building your life on a solid rock of the foundation? Or are you building your life on shifting sand? We've considered the comparisons and we've considered the contrast. Let's consider the consequences. The parable tells us that the rains came and the floods followed and the winds of destruction blew. This image is not just about some storm in life. This is an image of judgment in the end. Both houses were subjected to a terrible storm of judgment. One house stood, the other house totally destroyed. The house that was built on sand could not face the withering judgment of God, and it collapses. And Jesus says, and great was the fall of it. This means that the house was utterly destroyed. There was nothing left to show for the life that lived within. There was nothing left of hopes, dreams, plans, efforts, works, or anything. Everything was destroyed and swept away, as if it had never existed. This is a picture of what will happen to every person who builds their life on anything but Jesus Christ and his gospel. There is coming a day of judgment. There is coming a day when every person will face God. People who are trusting religion and good works, some prayer they prayed and some emotional experience they had, some profession they made, or anything else, we see the house that they have built crumble and fall before the judgment of God. The person who builds their life on the sand will spend eternity in hell when they die. Notice the word therefore in verse 24. The word ties the parable to the verses that came before it in Matthew 7, 21 through 23. It tells of a tragic tale of some of the very religious people who built their lives on the sand. These people faced God with all their works and all their self-righteous deeds, and they were cast out of his presence. God does not accept sinners into his heaven. Based on our good works, our religious efforts, God accepts sinners God accepts sinners into his heaven only when that sinner is in a faith relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. 1 John 5:12 says, He that hath the Son hath life. He that hath not the Son of God hath not life. The house that was built upon the rock experienced the same storm. The rain, the flood, the wind beat upon the house. The word beat means to strike, to batter. The house was battered, but stood against the storm, that it was thrown against it. The house might have been shaken, but it did not fall, and stood firm on its foundation, and it weathered the storm. Again, this house stood because it was built on the Word of God and the Gospel of Grace. This house stood because the builder dug deep and built on something greater than himself. The builder built his house on the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ. This builder believed in the gospel. The believer understood that Jesus Christ died for the builder's sins and rose from the dead, and that he had power to save anyone who would believe on him. This person built his life on Jesus, and he is accepted by God. That's how it works. You can join the church and still go to hell. You can still be baptized and go to hell. You can be a good person, at least in the eyes of people, and still go to hell. You can build your house on religion and still go to hell. You can build your house on atheism, human wisdom, human philosophies, and anything else you can name, and you will die and go to hell. But if you build your life on faith in Jesus Christ and on his death and resurrection, your house will stand and you will be saved. The person who built his house on the sand did not intend for his house to fall. He thought he was doing the right thing. He thought he was building a house that would stand against anything that came. He has confidence that his house will stand, and he was wrong. His confidence is not in the Lord. It is in himself. His confidence is misplaced. There was nothing wrong with his house. There was nothing wrong with the materials. The problem was his house. It was the foundation. That's the lesson today. If you are building your house on anything but Jesus Christ's gospel, it will fall. It might look sturdy. The materials might be all right. It might be pleasing to the eye, and everyone else might think the house is fine. But if it's built on the wrong foundation, it will fall. And when it falls, you will be lost forever, and you will spend your eternity in the fires of hell. By the way, the one who sold this man upon which the house was built was a false prophet. Beware of anyone who preaches any gospel other than the gospel of salvation through faith in Jesus Christ. Beware of anyone who says salvation is by anything but grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone. Everyone in this room is building a spiritual house. Every day you attach boards, drive nails, add rooms, and then try to improve your house. Regardless of what you do to the house you are building, what matters the most is the foundation of the house. Be sure you are building on Christ and the gospel. If you have realized today that you are building on the wrong foundation, you can change today. You can come to Jesus and he will save you and get you started building the right foundation. Please don't ignore what I am saying today. There is a storm coming, and your house is right in the path. When that storm comes, the only houses that will stand are the houses built on the solid foundation of the Word of God. If you are on a wrong foundation, please come to Jesus today.
Audio files, CDs, and notes of our weekly services are available on our website, www.amwell.org. or by calling 609-397-4842 and ask for CDs by the title or by guest speaker. Please don't forget to leave your name, address, and phone number.